So, fiddle me this. It's been said that baseball is America's favorite pastime, and that it's tough to argue. Baseball should hold a place in the heart of every American. So should fiddling. Since its arrival on this side of the pond, fiddle music has been passed down mother to son, friend to foe, south to north, east to west, and every nook and cranny along the way. Tunes take on new meanings, new names, new feels from person to person. Shaped by local community and purpose and region, fiddle music truly captures the spirit of a people. Across America, we can hear this tradition. I'm JT, and these are some of today's fiddlers playing their tunes and sharing tales. Welcome to Fiddle Me This.
Headed back to Boston, gotta catch that gal before she leaves. Leaving on that train, headed out of town. Her blue eyes and her brown hair, she's the sweetest thing you ever did meet.
Hey, I'm Andy Emmert.
Well, I'm Fiddlin' Doug Fleener.
Well, I'm JT. Y'all know who I am. We're going to jam. We're going to have some fun today. Let's fiddle me this.
Fancy fiddling. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about Choctaw?
I'm not sure where that one came from, but I remember Orville heavily influencing that tune. Orville Burns, that is.
Nice.
And Benny played that tune. I don't hear too many recordings of that one. Yeah. That's a rare one.
Yeah. It's a special tune.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It is a good tune. I like that one a lot.
The tunes that start in the minors are
I know. It's the what makes that tune is the fact that it's in the key of C, but there's so much A minor. The A part is just all A minor, and it just makes the tune.
Yeah.
Just makes it.
Oh, yeah. It sounds so awesome.
You know, it's funny. I really love to go to Weezer, Idaho, and I remember when Matt Hartz played that in the fiddle contest, and it blew me away. I think that's the first time that I'd ever heard it play.
Yeah.
Because I missed a lot of... Orville Burns being an Oregonian and only going to Idaho a few times. I didn't make it all the way to Oklahoma and Texas to hear how it was played, but it was awful special to hear Matt play it so many years ago.
Yeah, we had Janine Orm in here. She plays a lot of Herman Johnson tunes. He's another Oklahoma guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he played. I don't know if I've ever heard him play Choctaw.
I'm not sure. He knew a lot of tunes. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've heard everything he ever done.
I haven't. That's for sure.
Every morning he'd wake up and play the fiddle, you know, and I heard him because I was there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before I was even a thought, I was already in Herman Johnson's coffee in the mornings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that what the creamer was?
Fine. That's a good one.
Well, what are you playing now, Andy?
Oh, I know a good one. How about Blue Eagle?
Okay. That sounds yeah. good.
Another Oklahoma tune.
Okay.
I like
Thank you.
Where'd you learn that one, Andy?
I learned that from a recording of Orville Burns playing it.
Yeah. Yeah. He played that, and then there's that Martha Campbell, which is so close.
Yes.
They get confused a lot, but yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another one you don't hear too much of, but I don't know where it came from really either. I just know they played it a lot.
Yeah.
Back home.
I have a really great old cassette tape of Joey McKenzie, who grew up in Oregon, playing Martha Campbell.
Well, there's so many different chord changes in some of those. On Martha Campbell, Kenneth Morris had me do it a specific way, and that's Terry's brother, so I had to listen to him, and nobody plays the chords of Martha Campbell that way.
Wow.
But I played, Luke played Blue Eagle last week.
Cool.
And requested a slightly different shape of chords.
Oh yeah.
It's not how we just did it, but
we were playing the Martha Campbell B part is the way I understood it.
Okay.
But
Right. That's how we wanted to go into
really
it.
Good.
But on that. That seems to be kind of how everybody kind of generically does it on the B part for Blue Eagle, and then Martha Campbell, you can kind of do that, but then there's some other ideas you can do in there, I think. But
I haven't explored the chords on Martha Campbell enough. I think,
yeah.
But.
Well, what she's doing on there, that was it all fits. Play that B part again. Let's listen to it. We'll play it the way you was doing it at first.
Wait, which one? Oh, yeah.
Because I want to do it the way you's doing it.
Mm.
If we both do it together, then it'll sound right at first.
There's more movement to it.
Okay.
More movement to it. So it little keeps me more occupied anyway.
Yeah.
Fiddle Me This was funded in part by Bubbaville, a nonprofit dedicated to the educational and cultural enrichment of the Portland metro region through traditional music and dance. A staple on the West Coast, the Portland Old Time Gathering has been going for more than 20 years and brings national and regional American traditional musicians together. Go to bubbaguitar.com for more information. Thanks, Bubbaville, for sponsoring Fiddle Me This.
Hi, folks. It's Podland's number one producer, Liam Flanagan, and I just want to let you know about sponsors. If you're a business owner or manager and you are looking for a great way to get your product out there, becoming a podcast sponsor is just that. Podcasts are listened to all over the world. Podland has had visits from places like Kenya, Ireland, Australia, Vietnam, and almost all 50 states. What's up, Alaska? Don't you like podcasts? Anyway, Becoming a podcast sponsor could be the way to give your business the boost it may need. To become a Podland podcast sponsor, contact me, Liam Flanagan, at liam@podland.productions. That's liam@podland.productions.
Hey, let's play a Polk County Breakdown, and we'll switch it all around. I'll play it, y'all play guitar, and then you can play it, and then we'll have Doug play it.
That would be very fun.
I likes it.
Yeah. Polk County Breakdown. I don't remember where I learned this tune, but I play it for dances up in northwest Arkansas and southern Ozarks and southern Missouri. So. Thank you.
see this because we're recording, but essentially we started on a fiddle over here, and then I grabbed a fiddle and ditched the guitar, and then Jonathan grabbed the guitar because I was playing fiddle, and then I stumbled in some other dimension briefly. Uh-huh. And then I found myself coming back out.
I missed that.
And I didn't lose the chords either.
No.
What a hate. Honestly, I was in there. You were playing fiddle, and then I turned around and you were playing fiddle. I got up and I went in here, smoked some weed, came back, and Doug was playing fiddle. But you couldn't hear it. It never changed.
It's called a threesome. Snowshoes.
Okay. Thank you.
seriously, we appreciate y'all listening to Fiddle Me This. This has been a fun little jam. I'm JT.
I'm Fiddlin' Doug Fleener.
I'm Sidekick Andy Emmerich.
And we'll catch you riding down the trail. Happy trails to you.
Did something in this episode move you? Leave us a review or comment. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook for more behind-the-scenes content. This has been a Podland production in association with Vita Joe Records and Bubbaville. I'm JT. We'll be back next week with another episode of Fiddle Me This. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Podland Productions production, recorded at Downstairs Studio in Portland, Oregon. For more information on Podland and for more Podland podcasts, go to podland.productions. While you're there, subscribe to the email newsletter for sneak peeks, giveaways, and more. Thanks for listening.
Podland Productions.